今天晚上跟大家一起来学习更有价值的道。
This evening we'd like to study upon the topic the more valuable words.
我们到底人生要追求什么
？What is it that we seek in our lifetime？
如果从圣经看起来
，And from the scriptures，
人生最重要就是要追求神。
The most important thing is to seek after God。
因为神是人的根本。
Because God is the source of mankind。
我们今天忘记了我们的根本。
Today we have forgotten where we came from。
所以我们生活有很多的问题。
That's why in our lives, there are many problems, issues。
有时候虽然我们知道有神
，Sometimes even though we know that there is a God，
我们在生活的当中把这个优先顺序颠倒了。
We have reversed the priorities of our lives.
所以虽然知道有神，问题还是很多。
So even though we know of a God, but yet many problems continue in our lives.
那我们要怎么去追求这个神
？So how do we go about seeking this God?
他是灵，他看不见。
He's a spirit. We cannot see him.
那到底要怎么去认识他
？So how do we come to know him?
这本书圣经就是神的话。
The Bible contains the Word of God.
所以，圣经的第一卷第一节，起初神创造天地。
So in the first words of the Bible, it tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这个不只是描写天地的来源。
This is not only describing the beginning of human history.
这也在描写这一本书的价值。
But it also describes the value of this Bible.
这个书就是在描写神的一本书。
This is a book that talks about God.
很多人每天有看报纸的习惯。
Some of us have the habit of reading the newspaper.
但是也有很多人有读圣经的习惯。
But there are many others who have the habit of reading the Bible.
我们常常发现，昨天的报纸已经没有价值再读了。
Yesterday's newspapers is of no value.
因为它已经不是新闻了。
Because it contains the what it contains is no longer news.
但是同一本圣经，有时候我们读了几十年还在读。
But the same Bible we can read it for decades.
而且我们越读越喜欢读。
The more we read of it, the more enjoyable it becomes.
确实，圣经的内容跟报纸的内容是不能相比的。
So the contents in the Bible cannot be compared to that of the newspaper.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
二章的十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
为此我们也不住地感谢神，因为听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃是以为是神的道。这个道实在是在是神的，并且运行在你们信主之人的心中。
Verse 13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of man, but as in the truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
这里保罗为着住在帖撒罗尼迦地区的信徒来感谢神。
Here Paul gave thanks for the members in Thessalonica.
因为他听见保罗传的道，他就领受了。
For after hearing the message the spread by Paul, they received.
然后在同一节圣经节里面，他三次提到这是神的道。
And three times in this verse, it says that this is the word of God.
而且特别强调这不是人的道。
And it emphasized that this is not the word of man.
所以神的道跟人的道有什么不同
？So what is the distinction between the word of God and the word of man？
我们这里大部分都有从亚裔的，所以第一个大部分都是中国人。
The majority of us here are immigrated from Asia。
我们中国人就很尊重孔子。
And as Asians, we respect Confucius。
孔子把人的道讲到最高点了。
And Confucius brought the word of man to the highest point.
但是他不敢讲鬼，也不敢讲神。
But he dare not talk about ghosts or God.
因为这已经超过他能够了解的。
Because that is far beyond what he could comprehend.
那孔子讲的道理现在是很多对东方的影响非常的大。
The teachings of Confucius has great influence on Eastern culture.
那个叫做人的道。
And so that is the word of man.
那除了人的道还有就是魔鬼的道。
Apart from the word of man, there is the word of Satan.
那我们如果拜错了神。
If we worship the wrong God,
读错了这个书。
If we read the wrong books,
有时候那个道理是从魔鬼来的。
And sometimes we find that the words come from Satan.
就引导我们离开了真神。
And it will lead us away from the truth.
因为是从魔鬼来的，所以人就一直偏向魔鬼去了。
Because it is from the Satan, so we are diverted away from God.
那这里特别强调这是神的道。
So they emphasize here that this is the word of God.
而且特别强调这个道能够运行在人的心中。
And this word can effectively work in us.
那到底神的道有什么价值？
So what is the value of the word of God?
为什么值得我们来追求？
What is it worthy of our pursuit?
今天有很多人他根本就不知道孔子讲过什么。
Today many do not know about the teachings of Confucius.
但是他也活得很好。
But yet they live very well.
但是神的道有什么不同？
So what is the difference in the word of God?
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章，六十三节。
John chapter 6, verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
这句话是主耶稣讲的。
This was spoken by the Lord Jesus.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life.
我们就来思考这两句话。
So if we meditate upon this sentence,
我对你们所说的话就是生命。
The words that I speak to you, they are life.
神的话里面有生命。
There is life in the word of God.
生命是什么？
What is life?
生命就是光。
Life is the light.
所以死亡就是进入黑暗。
So to death it is to go into darkness.
主耶稣出来传道理。
When Jesus started his ministry,
他第一站到一个海边的城市传道理。
He first came to a town by the sea.
那圣经里面说这个预言应验了圣经的预言。
And the Bible says that the prophecy about him was fulfilled.
说坐在死荫幽谷的人有大光照耀他们。
Those in the shadow of death, a light has shined upon them.
主耶稣去传福音，就是把光带到那个地方。
When Jesus go to preach, he brought the light to that place.
他本来是被死荫的阴影所遮盖。
That was a place covered in the shadow of death.
死好像影子随着人。
Death is like a shadow that follows us.
你走到哪里，死跟到哪里。
Wherever we go, it follows.
有一天，死就要抓住我们。
And one day we'll be subdued by death.
我们就被死吞灭。
And we are swallowed up.
这个就是人生的结束。
So that is the end of our life.
那这种的死是医生没有办法解决的。
And this type of death, it cannot be cured by doctors.
那这个死也是人的道所没有办法解决。
It is something that the word of man cannot save us from.
孔子在哪里？
Where is Confucius?
他埋在他的故乡。
He was buried in his hometown.
很多世界的哲学家在哪里？
Where are the many famous philosophers?
他发明很多的哲学理论。
They invented many philosophical teachings.
他也埋在土里面。
They've all been buried in the ground.
所以人的道没有办法救人脱离死亡。
So the word of man cannot save us from death.
但是主耶稣传福音，这是生命之道。
But when Jesus his teachings are the word of life.
他走过的地方，大光照耀。
Wherever he goes, the light shines upon them.
那黑暗就没有了。
Then there's no darkness.
死亡就解消了。
There's no death.
所以主耶稣来宣布这个好消息。
So Jesus he came and proclaimed the good news.
我就是生命。
I am the life.
我就是复活。
I am the resurrection.
这句话何等有力量。
How powerful it is.
这句话是一个应许。
This is a promise.
主耶稣里面没有死亡。
In Jesus Christ, there is no death.
死了叫做睡觉。
To die, it is to sleep.
还要再活过来。
He shall rise again.
哦，所以怎么让一个人能够出死入生？
How can we allow us to come out of death and into life?
就是借着主耶稣。
That is through the Lord Jesus.
那我怎么借着主耶稣呢？
How do we believe in Him?
哦，就是借着他的话。
It is through His words.
哦，他说我的话，我讲的话就是生命。
The words that I speak, Jesus said, they are life.
所以我们只要照着主耶稣的话来生活。
So if we live according to His words,
照着主耶稣的话来做。
If we do according to His words,
我们就没有死亡，就在永生里面。
Then, we will not encounter death. We will have everlasting life.
所以这个价值是非常非常的宝贵。
So this is of the utmost value.
除了神的话之外，在世界上我们能够找到什么能够解决死呢？
Apart from the word of God, what can save us from death?
从事实上来讲，
and from reality,
在人类历史里面，唯一没有死的就是主耶稣。
Who is the one person that never died? That is the Lord Jesus.
虽然他死了，他再活过来。
Even though he died, he resurrected.
所以当他讲我就是生命。
So when he said that I am the life,
我讲的话就是生命。
And the words that I speak, they are life.
这一句话是有权柄的。
This word carries authority.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he was resurrected from death.
所以今天为什么神的话这么宝贵？
Why is it that the word of God is so precious?
它带给我们永恒的希望。
Because it brings us eternal hope.
因为它带我们脱离死亡的黑暗，进到永恒的生命里面。
Because he will bring us away from the darkness of death and into the light of life.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
《使徒行传》第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
十九节。
Verse 19.
第五章十九节
Chapter 5 verse 19
但主的使者夜间开了监门领他们出去二十节
Verse 20
说你们去站在殿里把这个生命的道都讲给百姓听
19 But at night the angel of the Lord opened the prison door and brought them out and said Verse 20 Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life
主耶稣训练了十二个门徒
Jesus had 12 disciples.
主耶稣升天以后，他的门徒到处传福音。
After he ascended to heaven, the apostles went out to preach.
有的被打，有的被下监。
Some were beaten, some were in prison.
有的被杀掉。
Some died martyr.
但是他们还是继续的去传福音。
But yet they continue their ministry.
为什么？
Why is that?
到底他们得到什么好处？
What benefit have they gained?
他们没有得到什么。
They have not received anything.
福音是白白得来，把它白白传出去的。
They receive the gospel freely, and freely they preach.
但是为什么有人愿意冒生命的危险去传福音呢？
Why is it that people are willing to risk their own lives?
这是因为神的爱充满在他们心里面。
It is because they've been filled by the love of God.
神爱我们最高的表现是什么？
What is the greatest manifestation of God's love for us?
他是希望每一个人都能够出死入生。
He wants every one of us to come out of death and into life.
那怎么做呢？要借着他的道。
It is through his words that we can do so.
所以彼得被关到监牢里面。
So when Peter was in prison,
结果神的使者天使就把监牢打开来。
And at night, the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors.
就告诉他，你去传。
And told him to go out and preach.
把生命的道讲给百姓听。
To speak to all the people the word of this life.
就是让人听见这个道理能够得到生命。
So that when people hear these words, they can receive life.
而且这个生命不只是永远的生命。
This is not only the eternal life.
这个生命是最完美的生命。
And this is the most perfect life.
这个最完美的生命就是跟主耶稣一样的生命。
And this most perfect life is to have a life like the Lord Jesus.
如果我们能够活到很久，
If we can live a long life,
但是这个生命有很多的问题。
But yet our lives are filled with problems.
长寿本身并不是很好。
Then longevity itself, it is not a blessing.
但是如果这个生命是完美的。
But if this life that we live is perfect,
永生是一种福分。
Then eternal life, it is a true blessing.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 First Peter chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23.
你们蒙的重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。彼得前书第一章23节。
Verse 23, having born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
24节。
Verse 24.
凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。25节。
Verse 25.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这个道。
He says that all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as flower of the grass. And the grass withers, and the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you.
如果我们念24节啊，我们的人生确实有一点伤感。
If we read verse 24, we feel that our life is indeed very pitiful.
因为像草，像花。
Our life is like as grass and flower.
有的时候你看到花开得多么的漂亮。
We see the flower bloom so beautifully.
这个美本身就是它的价值。
Its beauty is in its value.
但花开得最漂亮的时候，你可以看到这个花是有生命的。
We see that this life, when it blooms, it has life.
是带有香气的。
It has fragrance.
但是很可惜啊。
But unfortunately,
它会凋谢。
The flower will wither.
这个就是人生。
So this is the truth of life.
虽然美，虽然好，但是会凋谢。
Well, it is good and beautiful. Our life will wither away.
当它在凋谢的时候，没有一个人能够把它挽回过来。
When our life is withering away, no one can revive it.
但是二十五节给我们盼望。
Well, verse 25, we find the hope.
唯有主的道是永存的。
The word of the Lord endures forever.
所传给你们的福音就是这个道。
And this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you.
23节做一个解释。
In verse 23, it gives an explanation.
说我们能够重生是由于不能坏的种子。
That we can born again, it is because of incorruptible seeds.
是由于不能坏的种子。
Not of corruptible, but incorruptible.
所以这个神的道是一个种子。
So the word of God, it is a seed.
带有生命的种子。
The seed that has life.
当我们接受神的道。
When we receive the word of God.
这个带有生命的种子就在我们里面生根。
Then the seed of life, will take root within us.
就开始在我们里面成长。
And it will gradually grow in our hearts.
有时候种子种下去，你不晓得这个种子是什么。
If we plant a seed, we may not know, what will grow.
但是当你这个种子开始长大。
But when the seed gradually sprouts and grows,
你就知道哦，这是什么花。
We'll realize that this is a particular flower.
你看得出来。
That we can distinguish what it is.
当神的生命在我们里面成长。
So when the word of life grows within us,
我们就发现这个人一直在改变。
We'll see a person gradually changing.
从他的旧我变成新我。
From the old self to the new self.
那这个新我像什么？
So what is this new self?
这个新我就是像神。
This new self should be like God.
那神很抽象啊。
God is very abstract.
神的具体的显现就是耶稣。
So the true manifestation of God is the Lord Jesus.
所以人常常去想这个神的道。
So when we think about the word of God,
这个神的道就会改变我们。
The word of God will change us.
让我们越来越像主耶稣。
So that we can be more and more like the Lord Jesus.
世界上最完美的一个人。
Who is the most perfect person in the world?
所以神的道确实有很大的价值。
So the word of God is of great value.
它带给我们永恒的生命，它带给我们像耶稣一样完美的生命。
It brings us eternal life. It brings us the perfect life of Jesus.
那我们在道理上一直在进步，我们这个人就一直在改变。
So as we gradually grow in our faith, then we improve ourselves gradually.
所以主耶稣说：“我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。”
So Jesus said to the people, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life."
前面一句话说。我对你们讲的话就是灵。
And the first says that the words that I speak to you, they are life.
那这个是什么意思？
What does it mean?
我们知道神就是灵。
We know that God is spirit.
神也就是道。
God is the word.
所以当神借着耶稣在讲话。
So when God speaks through Jesus.
他的话是灵也是道。
His words are they are spirit and they are the word.
我们人的心灵最深处。有一个地方，只有神才能够填满。
In the very deepest part of our life, only God can fill that place.
我们第一个要求就是，哎，我物质生活要丰富。
First, what we seek is material abundance.
这个是我们现在每个人在追求的。
This is what everyone is seeking.
但是物质生活丰富之后，我们就开始追求，那我家庭要很圆满。
So after we are filled materially, we seek a happy family.
因为家庭圆满有爱，你的心灵才能够得到滋润。
Because in a happy family, we can find love, so our spirit may be nourished.
但是当一个人生活很丰富，家庭很圆满的时候，有时候还是觉得好像缺乏什么。
So when we are very abundant materially, and when we are, our family is harmonious, we find that we are still lacking something.
好像生命当中啊，有一个东西没有填满，还是有一点空虚。
We feel that there is still something empty in the bottom of our hearts.
那到底我们缺乏什么？
So what is it that we are lacking?
我们缺乏神。
We are lacking God.
那有一天我们找到神。
So one day, if we find God,
那个地方才能够填满。
Then that empty corner may be filled.
我们才能够真正感觉到很幸福。
Then can we feel that we are truly happy?
那神的话就是灵。
So the word of God, it is spirit.
所以我们现在的人有时候是方向走错了。
So some of us, we have gone astray.
花很多时间在追求物质。
We spend a great deal of time seeking material things.
但是忘记了花时间来寻找神。
But we've forgotten to spend some time to seek after God.
如果我们把很多时间用一部分来寻找神。
If we dedicate some time to seek after God.
就是开始从道理来追求。
That is to seek the word of God.
你天天在读圣经。
If we read the Bible daily.
每一次读完圣经，我们的心就得到了滋润。
Every time we read the Bible, our hearts are nourished.
每一次得到圣经，我们就看到神的光在照亮我们内心最黑暗那一个部分。
And through the word of God, through the scriptures, it shines a light onto the darkest parts of our lives.
神的话带给我们希望。
The word of God will bring us hope.
神的话带给我们安慰。
The word of God will bring us comfort.
我们有时候劳苦忧伤，但是念到主耶稣的话，可以到我这里来，我让你得到安息。这个就是我们的安慰。
Sometimes our lives are filled with labor and toil, but the word of God it brings comfort to us.
而且这个安慰是很有力量的。
And this type of comfort is of great efficacy.
神的话带给我们力量。
The word of God brings us power.
所以神的话进到我们里面，软弱的人会变成刚强。
So the word of God will strengthen us for those who are weak.
因为神的话就是灵。
Because the word of God is spirit.
这是从神来的。
It came from God.
所以神的道确实是比人的道超越很多。
So the word of God is far more valuable than the word of man.
如果我们很喜欢念书。
If we like to read books.
有一本书没有念，一生是遗憾。
There's a book that is much more valuable that we must read.
那一本书就是圣经。
That is the Bible.
因为所有的书都是人的道。
Because all the books in this world, they contain the word of man.
只有圣经是神的道。
Only the Bible, it is the word of God.
它是灵，它是生命。
It is spirit, it is life.
所以圣经才说，给我做见证的就是这本圣，主耶稣说，就是这本圣经。
So Jesus says that it is the scriptures that bear testimony of me.
神的话就是灵。
The word of God is life.
另外一个意思。
There is another meaning to this.
我们来看约翰福音。十六章。
Let's turn to John 16.
约翰福音的十六章。
John chapter 16.
十二节。
Verse 12.
约翰福音十六章的十二节。
John 16, verse 12.
我还有好些话要告诉你，但是你现在不能够了解。十三节。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把他的事告诉你们。
Verse 12, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come.
当主耶稣说，我的话就是灵的时候，这个就表示他的话是奥秘的。
So when Jesus says that my word is spirit, it is filled of mystery.
灵嘛，灵就是奥秘。
It is a spirit, it is a mystery.
那这个奥秘啊，是属灵的。
This is a spiritual mystery.
我们知道宇宙有很多奥秘。
We know that in this universe, there are many mysterious things.
但是头脑聪明的科学家花很多时间去研究，就可以把它突破。
So many of the scientists, they spend time to conquer these mysteries.
因为这是物质界的。
But this is all in the material world.
但是当圣经说神的话就是灵的时候，这个是属灵的奥秘。
But when the Bible says that the word of God is spirit, this is a spiritual mystery.
所以有的人圣经都读了几很多遍。
So some have read the Bible many times.
他把它当文学著作来读。
If we read it like a piece of literature,
有人把它当作道德教训来读。
Or some read it as a piece of a moral script.
但是读到最后就是没有办法认识耶稣就是神。
So even reading it, they cannot understand that Jesus is God himself.
读到教会他也没有办法明白要怎么做才能够得救。
Even after reading it, they cannot understand what they must do to be saved.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这本书是奥秘。
Because this book is full of mysteries.
这个表面的意思下面还有属灵的意思。
There is underneath the superficial words, there is another layer of meaning.
那要怎么让我们对神的话会感觉很大的兴趣？
So how do we feel an interest in the Word of God?
看得懂就会很有兴趣。
If we can understand, then we will gain interest.
看不懂也就没有兴趣。
If we don't understand, then there is no interest.
那十三节说，真理的圣灵呢，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
And so in verse 13, it tells us that when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth.
所以有一天我们得到了圣灵。
So one day when we receive the Holy Spirit,
再回头过来看这本圣经。
And then we read the book again.
我们发现圣经真的是非常美妙。
We realize that it is indeed very wonderful.
我们很喜欢读圣经。
We will enjoy reading the Bible.
我还记得一个青年的见证。
I remember the testimony of a young brother.
他说啊，他圣经里面有很多部分那个字是模糊的。
And he said he testified that when he first read the Bible, there are many words that are blurry.
因为他有一个习惯，每天睡觉以前要读圣经。
He has a habit of reading the Bible before he goes to bed.
有时候在读读很受感动，眼泪就掉下去，那个字就变模糊了。
And because when he was touched by the word of God, he would shed tears, and a teardrop would drop onto the pages of the Bible.
因为他常常祷告，神的灵充满他，他看得懂，他很受感动。
And because the Spirit of God moves him, he could understand. That is why he was touched.
所以这个神的道是要借着圣灵才能够打开，才能够明白。
So the word of God, through the guidance of Holy Spirit, we can understand.
神的话是灵。也是生命。
The word of God it is spirit and life.
好，但是十三节啊，真理的圣灵来啊，要引导你明白真理，还有一个很重要的意思。
There is another important meaning. When the spirit of truth comes.
啊，就是真理跟圣灵这两个是不能够分开的。
Spirit and truth. These two cannot be separated.
如果哪一个地方讲的道理完全跟圣经一样，圣灵一定会降临。
If there's a place that preaches the truth, then the Holy Spirit shall abide.
再倒过来，如果哪一个地方真的有圣灵充满，那个地方的道理一定跟圣经完全一样。
And on the other hand, if there's a place where the Holy Spirit has descended, there must be the truth.
所以《使徒行传》第十章在记载哥尼流他们信主的经过。
In Acts chapter 10, recorded the conversion of Cornelius.
好，我们看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
44节。
Chapter 10, verse 44.
哥尼流，第十章四十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 44.
彼得还说这个话的时候，圣灵就降在一切听道的人身上。
He says that while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came upon all those who heard.
这里说啊，彼得还在说这个话，圣灵就降下来。
It was while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit descended.
那他怎么知道圣灵降下来呢？
And how did he know that it was the Holy Spirit?
46节
Verse 46.
因为听见他们说方言。
For they heard them speak with tongues.
然后47节
Verse 47.
彼得说这些人受圣灵跟我们一样。
Peter says that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
如果圣灵是很安静的。
If the Holy Spirit it is something that is indistinguishable,
那你怎么去分辨你的灵跟我的灵一样？
And how do we know if we receive the Holy Spirit?
所以彼得可以比较说，他受圣灵跟我们一样，一定有一个外在的表现。
So Peter was able to realize that they receive the Holy Spirit just as they have. There must be some external actions.
那外在的表现就是说方言。
And that sign is to speak in tongues.
所以他们得圣灵就是表示刚刚彼得讲的道理是神的道。
By receiving the Holy Spirit, they testify that what they have heard is the word of truth.
因此，我们今天要追求神的道，需要在一个有圣灵降临的地方。
So to seek the word of God, we must come to a place where there is Holy Spirit.
因为这个证明，这个真理是完全的。Because
it testifies that the gospel is the complete gospel.
这个两个是不能分离的。So
these two are inseparable.
我们再看《使徒行传》的十九章。Let's
turn to chapter 19 of Book of Acts.
使徒行传十九章就在提到保罗到以弗所的一个经验。Here
talked about when Paul was at Ephesus.
第二节，Verse 2， 问他们说：“你们信的时候受圣灵没有？”
He asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe?"
为什么要问这个问题？
Why did Paul have to ask them this?
因为这个问题太重要了。
Because this is a very important question.
第一个，First， 受圣灵是我们进天国的凭据，这是圣经讲的。
Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our heavenly inheritance.
第二个，
Second，
有没有受圣灵，这个代表我们对道理的了解不是完全。
Whether or not we have the Holy Spirit, it determines how much we can understand the Word of God.
结果他们回来说，我没有听见圣灵降下来。
And they replied that we have not heard about the Holy Spirit, or nor have we received.
那保罗马上把他想说，那你受什么洗？
So Paul asked him, whose baptism did you receive?
他们说是约翰的洗。
They said it is John's baptism.
第四节，保罗说约翰的洗是悔改的洗。
Verse 4, Paul said that is the baptism of repentance only.
悔改的洗也是好的。
This is also a good form of baptism.
但是如果我们对道理的了解只是限于悔改的洗，我们对道理的了解是不完全的。
But if our understanding of the truth is only in matters of repentance, that is not enough.
还需要接受赦罪的洗。
We need to also receive the baptism of forgiveness of sins.
但是保罗了解赦罪的洗礼是怎么一回事。
And so Paul understood what that is.
因为神把这个道理启示给他。
Because he knew God has revealed this to him.
所以他就照着这个赦罪的洗礼替他们洗礼。
So Paul baptized them with his baptism for the remission of sins.
结果一按手，圣灵就降下来。
So afterwards, Paul laid hands upon them, and they received Holy Spirit.
这个就代表他们的洗礼是完全根据圣经的道理。
So this goes to show that the baptism is according to the Bible teachings.
因为道跟灵是合在一起的。
Because the word and the spirit, they are together.
如果我们对洗礼的了解只限于施洗约翰的洗礼。
If our understanding of baptism is only the baptism of John the Baptist,
这是好，但是不完全。
It is good, but not perfect.
既然不完全，圣灵不会降下来。
Since it is not perfect, the Holy Spirit will not descend.
但是如果我们对道理的了解已经进到主耶稣赦罪洗礼。
But if our understanding of the baptism is for the remission of sins,
那我们接受这个道理，这种道理的洗礼，祷告就会得圣灵。
Then after receiving this true baptism, then we will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣说，他讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
That is why Jesus says that the words that he speaks, they are spirit and life.
道跟灵是在一起的。
The word and life, they are together.
这个就是 神的道超越的地方，有价值的地方。
So this is how the word of God is far more valuable than that of man.
我们看《使徒行传》13章。
Let's turn to Acts 13.
《使徒行传》13章。
Acts chapter 13.
38节。
Verse 38.
13章38节。
13 verse 38.
所以弟兄们应当晓得这赦罪的道是这个人传给你们的。
Therefore, let it be known to you that through this man it is preached to you the forgiveness of sins.
赦罪的道是从主耶稣来的。
The message for the forgiveness of sins came from Jesus.
所以为什么这个神的道是更有价值的？
Why is it that the word of God is of greater value?
因为它不但让我们知道什么是罪，它能够对罪提一个答案。
It not only allows us to know of sin, but gives us a solution to sins.
很多的医生医术很高明。
Many of the doctors, they are very well known.
它可以诊断你什么病。
They can give us a very correct and true diagnosis.
但最后他说，这个我没有办法。
But yet, they are unable to cure our illness.
因为有的病是人没有办法。
Because there are some illness that are incurable.
那罪就是一种病。
So sin, it is a form of illness.
罪的结果就是死。
The consequence of sin is death.
所以这个病是人没有办法的。
So this type of illness is incurable.
没有信耶稣的人也知道人有罪。
And even though those who do not believe in Jesus know that we have sinned.
因为良心告诉我们有罪。
Because our conscience tells us.
罪就是病。
Sin, it is a illness.
怎么解决这个问题？
How do we resolve this problem?
没有一个人有有效的方法。
And there is no effective solution.
一直到主耶稣来传福音。
Until when Jesus came.
他的道叫做赦罪的道。
His word, is the gospel of forgiveness.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said.
我实实在在告诉你。
That truly I tell you,
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
That unless you are born again of the Spirit and water and Spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God.
为什么神爱我们不能进神的国
？Why is it that even though God loves us, we cannot enter His kingdom?
因为我们有罪。
Because we have sinned.
那现在主耶稣的答案就很清楚了。
So the answer of Jesus is very clear.
要从水生跟从圣灵生。
Must be born again of water and Spirit.
这个就是道。
So that is the word.
这个就是罪罪的一个答案。
That is the answer to sin.
要接受赦罪的洗礼。
To receive the baptism for the remission of sins.
要领受圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit.
那不但我们过去的罪可以把它解除。
So that our past sins may be forgiven.
因为圣灵的能力，连罪性也可以把它解除。
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, we can also take away our sinful natures.
那这样我们以后就不容易犯罪了。
So that we will no longer sin.
所以神的道确实是大有力量的。
So the word of God has great power.
它能够解消人生最大的问题就是罪。
It can resolve the greatest problem of mankind.
离开神的道就没有一个人有方法了。
Away from the word of God, there is no solution.
不但是这样。
Furthermore,
我们看《使徒行传》十四章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 3, the book of Acts.
十四章第三节。
14, verse 3.
两个人在那里住了多日，依靠主，放大胆讲道。主借着他们的施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。
Verse 3, therefore they stayed there for a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who also bear witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
这个神的道叫做恩道。
Here it says that this is the word of grace.
就是这个道理本身会让我们得恩典。
That is, through the word of God, we can receive grace.
那这里说他们去传福音。
Here it says that they went out and preached.
不但放胆讲道。
They speak boldly in the Lord.
如果道只是一个理论，听一听回去，跟我没有关系啊。
If the word it is only a theoretical teaching, it has no relationship with us.
但这个道理讲完之后，他就开始异变赶鬼。
But after speaking the word of God, they begin to perform miracles.
因为他们有这个需要。
Because the people have the need.
那恩典跟着来。
And the grace follow.
这个是太宝贵了。
So this is something very precious.
人需要恩典。
As men, we need the grace of God.
需要神的恩典。
We need God's grace.
我们才不会活得很辛苦。
So that the grace of God can take away our toils.
怎么得到神的恩典？
So how do we receive God's grace?
要追求道理。
That we need to seek the word of God.
追求道理，恩典就跟着来。
In seeking the word of God, we can find grace of God.
你先求神的国、神的义，日用的饮食就给你。
If we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all that we need will be given to us.
但是当一个人进一步把神的道行出来，
But if we can practice the word of God,
那恩典更大。
Then we will receive even more grace.
所以我们从圣经发现了神的道确实是非常的宝贵。
So from the Bible, we can see that the word of God is truly very precious.
诸位朋友，
So friends among us,
如果你很渴慕道理，
If you truly desire
读了很多的书，
If you read many books,
最后应该要来读圣经。
You must also read the Bible.
要来追求更有价值的道。
To seek the more valuable and more important truth.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
26首。
Sing him number 20.